Continuing our study of the Ramban, we're in Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Yud Dalet tonight. Hashem, as we began discussing last night, promises Avraham that he will receive Eretz Yisrael as an inheritance. Avraham asks, how do I know that that will come true? And they form a bris bein of the Sodom. They go through a whole process in which Hashem promises Avraham that he will in fact inherit the land. He has a sign to prove so, and his children will eventually get it. However, the land comes with a catch. And as a result of Abraham's leaving Eretz Canaan, as we discussed on Sunday night, as a punishment for that, the Jewish people are going to have to go down to a land that wasn't theirs and suffer in exile before they would be able to actually earn and take Eretz Yisrael. As the Pasuk says, Yadoa teido ki ger yezarecho b'eretz lo lahem. Let it be known, he says to Abraham, your children will be foreigners, v'avadum v'inu osam. And they're going to be enslaved, and it's going to be difficult for them for 400 years. And then after that period, Hashem says, "Vegames hagoy asher ya'avodu don anochi." And then I'm going to judge that nation. That nation which I'm decreeing now will oppress you, and I want them to oppress you. They have to oppress you because that's a punishment that the Jewish people have to endure. But you should know, Abraham, after they oppress you, I'm going to judge them and punish them for oppressing you. As Rashi says, with the Eser Makos, with the Ten Makos. And here we have a major philosophical problem that the Ramban tackles. If Hashem has decreed that the Jewish people have to go into exile and they need to be oppressed, then the nation that does that is fulfilling the will of Hashem. They're fulfilling the command that Hashem wants, that a nation should come and oppress the Jewish people. Why would Hashem then come and say, "V'achrechein gamas agoyach gadonano," I'm going to judge that people, punish them. What are they being punished for? They're doing exactly what it is that he wants them to do. Somebody needs to oppress the Jewish people, so they took it upon themselves and they did it. Why should they be punished for doing that? So the Ramban quotes the Ramban. Maimonides' approach to this in his Mor Nevuchim is, well, Hashem didn't specify which nation should do it. He just said, a nation will oppress them. Whichever unlucky nation decides to take it upon themselves to oppress Hashem's children, Hashem is going to say, you're the ones who took up the staff and oppressed my people, you're going to be punished for doing it. You didn't have to do it, you could have left it for someone else to do it. And therefore, says the Rambam, whichever nation is the one who does it, in this case, the Mitzrim, they're going to be punished. The Ramban takes this to task and says, I don't understand, it doesn't make any sense. Like, all the more so, every nation should jump in to be the first one to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem, to fulfill the commandment. If somebody's got to do it, every nation should be the first one to say, I want to do it. I want to do that which Hashem wants. Why should they be punished for doing so? So the Ramban dismisses the Rambam's approach and he says as follows. The reason why the nation is going to be punished is not for doing that which Hashem wants, but for doing more above and beyond that which they were supposed to do. In the Ramban's language, they added it to the evil that was required of them. They threw their children into the Nile. They made their lives so bitter and desired they desired to eradicate them. That's far more than what Hashem wanted. They needed to oppress them. And what they were judged for, and the Ramban says the language of I will judge them. The Ramban says that judgment is a judgment of, did you do exactly what I asked you to do, or did you do more than what was required of you? And since they are doing more than what was required of them, since they oppressed the Jewish people more than that, on that they were judged and on that they were punished. And that's the language that we say, ki adatu ki hezidu alei, and the language that we say every day from the Chemya and Psuke de Zimra, they worked hard and oppressed you more than what was required of them. And therefore, says Ramban, that's what the punishment comes from, not because of the oppression itself. That was actually Hashem's desire. Now, with that answer, the Ramban asks another fundamental question. He says, let's say somebody had a gzar din on Rosh Hashanah to die that year. Reuven has a gzar din, he's going to die. Comes along Shimon in the middle of the year, and he kills Reuven. He's a murderer. So let Shimon argue in Shemayim. Why? I didn't do it with excessive punishments. Let's say he kills him in a very merciful way, painless. So he's fulfilled the Ratzon Hashem. The decree upon Reuven was to die this year. And Shimon went ahead and killed him. So since we see the only punishment for the Mitzrim when it was already decreed that the Jewish people should be oppressed was because they went above and beyond that which the oppression was. So if a person, Reuven, if Shimon kills Reuven, and it wasn't above and beyond the decree, it was a painless type of murder, so he's just fulfilled the Ratzon Hashem. Why should he be punished as a murderer? Says the Ramban, and he makes the distinction, the fundamental distinction between whether or not a Navi has already decreed that such and such a person needs to be oppressed or needs to be killed. If there's a decree from a Navi, whether it be from Hashem, from an Avram, or from any other Navi that says such and such a person needs to be punished, then says the Ramban all the more so. Every Jew in the world should jump up and try to do that which Hashem wants. As long as you're doing it for the right reasons and the right amount, then that's totally okay. But no one can get up to Shemayim without having known that there was a Gzar Din, there was a decree against Reuven to die that year and claim, well, I was just fulfilling your Ratzon. If you don't know that, and you go ahead and a person kills somebody else, they'll be punished as a murderer both in this world and in the next world, and there's no such claim that the person was supposed to die anyway. This, says the Ramban, is the way that the Hashem runs the world, that one person with their free will end up killing another person who was supposed to have died anyway. But the person who killed him is going to be punished as a murderer. The person who died was supposed to have died. It's only when there was a Navi who in advance said, this is what's supposed to happen, does the person have the right to take it upon themselves. But if you don't know that from a Navi, or even if you do know that from a Navi, but you go above and beyond, then Hashem will certainly punish such a person. That is the Ramban's approach to the pasuk of Vegamis Agoya Sher Yavodu Don Anochi.